إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that for any building to stand, a foundation is needed. Without a foundation, you cannot build any structure. Any structure that is built without a foundation is doomed to fall. The foundation of Islam is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in the heart. And this is evidenced also from the sequence of revelation, from the sequence of the Quran al-Kareem, where if you look at all the Makki surah, all the Makki surahs, you will find that they focus completely on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are almost no ahkam which are related. There is no masail of fiqh in those surahs. Those came only much later, when the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was already established in the hearts of the Muslims. The azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation on which our faith is based, on which our deen is based. And that feeling which it produces is called khashyatullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this khashyatullah as the only condition, as the only criterion of an alim. Allah said, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's the only criterion. No, criterion is not how many books have you studied and which university, nothing. Khashyatullah. The effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not concerned with the quantity of information that you collect. Today there is a big mistaken impression where people, you know, refer to each other and so on as so-and-so is a person of knowledge. A person of knowledge people of information, not people of knowledge. If you look at a person of knowledge, then you see that knowledge as an effect in their lives. That knowledge is what comes out, not from what comes out of their tongues, but what comes out from their actions. The knowledge of an alim has to be visible in his actions. If the knowledge is not visible in his actions, then no amount of talking and lecturing and no amount of degrees make anybody an alim. So, therefore, the issue of creating this foundation of the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. How does that happen? That happens by two things, by zikr or tafakkur. By remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and by reflecting on that. Zikr and tafakkur. Zikr is, the simplest form of zikr is recitation of Quran, it is salah, it is reflecting or repeating any of the asma wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, whatever. But zikr alone without tafakkur, without fikr, zikr without fikr, is only counting of beads. That has absolutely zero value. What is intended by zikr is to create a feeling. And by feeling, I don't mean that you just get up and start dancing and all that, which is all nonsense. I'm talking about sitting and reflecting and creating and looking at what is happening in the heart. Creating that feeling which produces at the immediate level tears in the eyes. Tears for the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And longer term effect is visible in our actions, in our decisions, in our speech and so on and so forth. So, zikr and fikr, zikr and tafakkur. So, very important for us that when we look at the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't just mechanically repeat some things, but we reflect on that. When we say subhanallah, just one subhanallah is sufficient. That one subhanallah, and reflect on this and say, what is the meaning of subhanallah? And meaning, we know the linguistic meaning. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, what is that subhanallah doing to us? When we say alhamdulillah, what is it that I am thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? When I say alhamdulillah, what does it mean? I'm not trying to praise these people here, but what is the value of having young people in their 20s coming on their own without any bribery, without any corruption, without any force to the masjid to pray tahajjud. Yeah? He was asked this question because this is what is going to come in the khabar. And anyone who tries to stop it, that other thing will also come in the khabar. What is the value of it? What is the value of young people coming, you can see them sitting. Our classes are long, you know, 2 hours, 3 hours. But there are people there, young people who come there on a regular basis, absolutely without. There are some people there who I know, from the day the class started 3 years ago, they have not missed a single class. And they are not coming because anybody is paying them. They are not coming because anyone is threatening them. If they don't come, nothing happens. They are not even coming to perform a particular role. I mean, alhamdulillah, the ones who perform the role also come with sincerity. I know that. I'm just saying that there are some people who do not even have a role, but they still come. Without, and this, and many of them come from a distance. So when we say alhamdulillah, when I say I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to make something happen. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. So when you think, say alhamdulillah, all those faces must be in your mind. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Then you say Allahu Akbar, what is the greatness of Allah? What is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Only when the azmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only when the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is established in the heart, then our iman becomes correct. Then it becomes easy to follow the religion. Then it becomes, the decisions we take are taken not at the expense of the akhirah. After all, just think about this. Why would a Muslim consciously choose something knowingly, which he knows is going to cause him problems in the akhirah? Why would any Muslim consciously choose that? If you talk to people who are making the decisions and you ask them, don't you know this? They know it. Then why are they doing it? Because there is no khashyat in the heart. The actual yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there. My point is, if that yaqeen is not there now, what is going to happen to you when Malakul Maut comes to take your soul? What is going to happen to you at that time? Because that is the time when Shaitan, Iblis will do his maximum to take you off from the deen, because then you are his forever. So this weak iman, which does not even allow you to take a straight decision, now when alhamdulillah you are all healthy and wealthy and wise, so called, what will that iman do for you when you are dying? So the point is that we, like yesterday I was saying in the dars, the issue that this is alamul asbab, that this is the dunya where if you want something, you have to work for it. This point we understand with regard to everything except deen. You want to get good results in the exams? Study. You want to get have a good business? Make some effort. You want a good career? Do some work. All of this. No, nobody needs any convincing. Everyone knows this. But what about iman? What about tawheed? What about yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That will come by magic? Somehow it will happen? That also needs effort. And that effort is the tilawat of Quran. That effort is zikr and fikr. That effort is tahajjud. That effort is listening to durus. That effort is reflecting on that. That effort is monitoring your life and saying, all right, I heard all this durus. What has come into my life? It's not a question of how many classes you attended or how many folders you have. No, it's a question of out of that, what did I take away home? We heard about the importance of sunnah. So therefore, which sunnah of Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have I started practicing? Alhamdulillah, whatever you are practicing till now, very good. Now what more? None of us can claim that we are following all the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody on the Allah Alam, maybe there are some people, but certainly I am not one of them. So there is, that means there are many more to be done. So between last week and this week and this week and this week, what new sunnah am I practicing? So very important for us, remind myself and you, is to focus on the foundation. Because without a strong foundation, no building will stand. Without a strong foundation, the building of our iman also will not stand. And the consequence of that is very, very serious. Make no mistake. The consequence of that is permanent. So let us ensure that the consequences are good, because then the good also, inshallah, is permanent. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do what is pleasing to Him and to fill our hearts with His azmat and with His greatness, so that we take the right kind of decisions which will not result in our halakat, in our destruction, that will result in the decisions which will result in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.